This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're learning a little more today about the devastation in the small town of West in Texas. It was the scene of last night's massive explosion at a fertilizer plant. And while there's still no official word on the number of dead, authorities estimate that between 5 and 15 people were killed. More than 160 were injured. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been in West today, and he's with us now. Wade, what does the town look like? Give us a description.
Well, I mean, this is a very small town, 2,000 people, and most of the homes are relatively okay, by which I mean you might have doors that were partially blown off or windows broken. There's a lot of broken glass in the town of West. The stores on Main Street, their plate glass windows are blown out. You don't saunter down the sidewalk now so much as you crunch your way with your cowboy boots. But there are some neighborhoods that are just a couple of blocks away from the fertilizer plant that are devastated. And by devastated, I mean completely destroyed. A large apartment complex has been so damaged that as the search and rescue teams move through it looking for survivors, they're having to brace the building so it doesn't come down on top of them.
Now, Wade, we're hearing a number of eyewitness accounts of the explosion, and we've seen and heard a number of recordings of it, including this one.
Yeah. Oh, you okay?
Dad?
You okay?
Dad, I can't hear.
That tape of a man and his daughter in a pickup truck near the fertilizer plant has made the rounds online. I gather you were able to talk with them today about their experience.
I did. Derek Hurt is the man's name, and he had just picked up his 12-year-old daughter, Chloe, from catechism classes, and they were headed home when they saw the big plume of smoke in the sky, and Chloe wanted to go take some pictures with her cell phone.
We went over there, and it was a fertilizer plant, and, you know, my daughter, she's, you know, curious like me, wanted to go over and see it, and she took pictures and video and then with her phone, and I thought, well, I'll go ahead and I'll video the structure collapsing, and then, you know, we'll head on home.
Derek pulled out his phone and started filming, too. The plant was burning furiously, and they were waiting for a tall tower to collapse. He warned Chloe there might be an explosion.
Fire was so intense, we thought, you know, any minute now it's going to buckle and go down. We'd have it on video, And I think I mentioned that in the video right there, that it should collapse. And right when I said that, it boom, that was it.
The blast lifted the side of Hurt's truck up off the two wheels closest to the plant. Hurt was thrown on top of Chloe, and she began to scream in terror.
Everything turned black for what seemed to be like, 5 seconds or better. And I was thinking in my mind, you're dead. That was it for you. You're done.
Although Chloe was desperate to leave, debris began to fall all around them, and Hurt decided to stay put till he could get his bearings. Another group of about a dozen people had gone into the field to get closer to the fire and to take pictures on their phones.
And when after the blast, I looked over there, and when I got out of the truck and kind of started looking around, and all them people were gone.
Eventually, Derek and Chloe drove home. It took several hours for Chloe's ears to stop ringing. Her eardrums are still sore. One day later, the seventh grader is hanging in there.
I'm feeling okay.
You shook up, or are you okay now?
I'm a little shook up.
I bet. Chloe will be okay, but not her school. It was completely destroyed by the explosion.
It's NPR's Wade Goodwin. In a conversation earlier with Chloe and Derek Hurt. Wade, what have you learned about this plant and what may have caused the fire and the explosion?
Well, we're not sure. I mean, I heard one early report that the fire could have been started accidentally by a welder, but that's not confirmed yet. We know that first there was the fire, then something blew up, and there's some speculation that it was a railroad car full of anhydrous ammonia. But whatever it was, it killed several volunteer firemen who were there fighting that fire, which is tragic.
What's the history of this plant in terms of explosion or risk of some dangerous event there?
Well, the plant's been here for years. I mean, everyone I talked to, the plant was there before they were born. It's not a big plant. It's a small operation, just $1 million in business. It kind of serves the local farmers. There was a complaint about an ammonia smell in 2006, and state regulators came out. They just told the plant to get the permits it was missing, and that was that. There have been some reports that of some theft, likely for methamphetamine production, but again, nothing major.
Is there any current danger? Is the fire out? And what's the air like in West?
I think the worst is behind us. A big thunderstorm came through last night. At first, those high winds were fanning the flames and spreading the fires everywhere, but then came a lot of heavy rain, and that's done a lot for the air quality and for the fires on the ground. So the town feels as safe as it can feel one day after a massive explosion destroys a sizable chunk of it, but everybody is shook up, and they'll tell you so, man, woman, and child.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in West Texas. Thank you, Wade.
It's my pleasure.